the new way we're starting the seasons is just we're cold intros and we're just jumping into topics, and that's where we're at now. So Mikey B, where are we at with the news this week?
No problem. We're like the office of a podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Biggest news of the week is State of Play, which is PlayStation's showcase of what's going to happen. So they had a State of Play on Thursday with a pretty heavy focus on PlayStation 5, but there was a little PS4 love for those who still have a PS4. I think this is a really cool trend that's happening in gaming now that we're heading to the next generation is Crash Bandicoot 4 is going to be on PlayStation 5, and it's I believe it's going to be free. So if you already own the PlayStation 4 version, you'll be able to get this for free.
I have purposely been waiting for this game to go next gen, so I can get it. And it's March 16th or March 12th that it's coming out. March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm counting down the days, man, because I have yet to play this game. Which, I mean, if you've been hanging out with us for, you know, the past 10, 20 episodes, I kind of lied to everybody about playing Crash before. But, you know, we're here now and we all make mistakes and we're moving forward. But, yeah, I'm really excited, too. But I think I could be lying about this, too. But I think I don't know if they're going to add another feature to it, or it's just like the game is just getting up to speed. But either way, I'm hyped for this. I'm excited. But I'm not getting it on the PS5, though, so.
Nice.
Sucks to suck, PlayStation. I'm just kidding. Xbox. I'm going to get it on Xbox.
So. Nice. I think the Xbox will – I think the improvements are the same for both consoles. So you gain 4K resolution and 60 frames per second. So that game was ready, looked really nice on PlayStation 4, and you know the Xbox One X is will look even better. Continue.
No, I was just gonna say it'd be just really cool to kind of just like if it's kind of pursuing like what Crash Warped did, like just like the transition in and out of worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Would be just imagine that with like no loading screens.
Yeah, I was gonna say
awesome.
Yeah, faster load time is probably something else that they'll probably hint up. There'll probably be a great feature for anyone.
Hyped.
This is a big one because this is a PlayStation 5 exclusive. It's coming out April 3rd, so, you know, 2 months away. It's from Housemarque. It's called Returnal. This is a roguelike game with a focus on narrative elements with high-intensity combat. It's a kind of looks like a third person shooter where you're shooting a bunch of, you know, alien mythical creatures, and it's a roguelike. So if you're a fan of Hades, it'll have that, and it'll also have a narrative element. You can, you know, keep your interesting once you're done blasting those aliens or mythical creatures or whatever they're going to be called, because, you know, video games always have funny ways of calling things that, you know, we all know already exist. But we'll see what the things are called. Right now, based on that screenshot, it looks like you're shooting at a flying squid. I bet they won't call it a flying squid.
I would love it if they did, though. They're like, yeah, you got to fight off these flying squids or something like that, because that would be funny as hell, dude. That shit would be so cool. But this game, I knew nothing about this, but this game looks awesome. Like, I get it. It's just like you crash land on a planet, and it's like messing with your memories, I mm-hmm. guess. And, like, you know, you kind of go into the story of trying to figure out where you are, what's going on, and, like, it's also dealing with you as the character. So the gameplay looked pretty cool, and like it's kind of got that upgrade system, like where you go around and you find stuff to upgrade your guns. And I'm interested. So hopefully if we get our hands on this PS5 and get to run this bad boy, this could be really fun.
Yeah, it's another feather in a PlayStation 5 cap. It's like Returnal, it's Miles, it's Ratchet. It's, you know, they're putting numbers on the board. Shout out to Pusha T.
Numbers on the board, but we got to get on the board first. So PlayStation, make some more PlayStations. How about that? Let's just keep this train moving.
Very good. This is the next one. This I really like the art style on this one. It's called Sifu. It is a kind of stylish 3D fighter with a with intense kung fu action. I think the game, it's not a PlayStation exclusive. It's coming. It's launching on PC as well, but also be available for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 fans. And it has a loose date of 2021. So anytime from now in the next 9 months.
So I don't know if you saw the trailer to this or, you know, you kind of...
I did. It's like opening fight scene is like a Daredevil ripoff or, yeah, I mean, was, yeah. Or homage, if you want to call it either way. Yeah, it looked cool.
That's so crazy that you said that because that was the first thing I thought about too. I was like, wow, didn't we just see this in Daredevil? But I don't know if this is what's going to happen, but like they showed the clip and he died. Mm-hmm. Like, he was playing, but then he got older. So I don't know if that's going to be a part of the game. Like every time you die, you're jumping in age. So your performance like drops too. Hmm. Or it's just for trailer purposes. If you're going through the journey of, you know, Sifu, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's just like you're going through this guy's life. But I don't, that would be super interesting if it's like.
I would like that. Every time you die, like the consequences, you get older. So like you lose mm-hmm. a little bit on speed, but you get a little bit more powerful. Or like there's like a balance system.
Like the wisdom of mm-hmm. losing, you know what I mean? So that would be dope. But I want to see more of this. This looks interesting too. So keep my eyes open for that for sure.
Very good. A game that was premiered last week for Nintendo is also coming to the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 5. That is Knockout City, which is the online dodgeball game. If we have nothing else to add from last week, we will roll on.
I mean, it's like they just pretty much showed the same thing without the stupid interviews that Nintendo had for its trailer.
True.
Which, I mean, it helped out a lot, and I kind of guess it gave the game a little more oomph. But, mm-hmm. you know, I want to try it. I want to see how this plays. And just it's a different kind of game, which is like you don't have to use shooters. It's mm-hmm. simplified. So I don't know. I think this could be cool. So.
Yeah, I definitely think I'll give this one a go.
This week I clan up Council Boys and Dodgeball City, dude.
Yes, sir. Next up is Solar Ass gameplay trailer. Solar Ass is the new title from Heart Machine. They made the indie darling Hyperlight Drifter. I highly recommend that game. That was a really cool 2D style Zelda game. And this is a 3D action platform. That is taking some Breath of the Wild vibes. So they moved on from the 2D classic Link to the 3D Breath of the Wild game. Breath of the Wild, and this is set to launch mysteriously in 2021 at some point in time. It will be on the PlayStation 4 and 5. Did you get to see the trailer, Josh? Anything you would like to speak upon?
I did. It just looks like this character is on speed. Like, not that like there's nothing. There's something for everybody, but like to me, this looks like it's way too fast for you know, having like this open world for you to explore, and like your character looks like it's going like a million miles per hour, but like you're missing this little cave that you can go into because you overshot it or just something like that. It just seems like it would take a while to get used to, I feel. But I mean, it looks beautiful, and you know, I really love like the color schemes they've got going on in this game, and it could be cool. So
I co-sign all those thoughts. That's what I was thinking too. Next up, a game that somehow will not die, but keeps on spawning new games and new titles and offspins into their franchise. It's Five Nights at Freddy Security Breach.
There's something about this Five Nights at Freddy's thing, man. Like, I haven't played any of the games. I saw one of my cousins play it once, but like, it's a surveillance style game, I guess, and like, I don't know what the fuck it's about. The trailer was creepy, and mm-hmm. If I was gonna get any exposure or try to play any of the Five Nights at Freddy's, I think I'd try this. This looked pretty cool. But I have no idea who the fuck any of these people are, so it's like, I don't know if that's important to this, but who knows, man. But I like the creepy. Mm-hmm. to it, so
oh, it definitely was creepy. It definitely has that, you know, survival horror vibes.
Yeah, but I wonder, obviously, like, they're doing a good job at like,
oh, 100%.
Maybe is... trying to reach at like the people that don't play, you know.
I think this is they're trying to get some new audiences for the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise,
dude. But I don't understand like why kids love this shit, like, but then again, like, I understand, like, you know, I grew up with Pokemon and I loved it. And my parents are probably like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Like, You know what I mean? Like, this is the fascination of this is, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, I see toys, people talking about it all the time. The masks are at Halloween stores, and, like, it's a whole new universe, too. So maybe we'll give this one a try. We'll see how it goes.
Speaking of old franchises from way, way back, Oddworld Soulstorm is launching on PlayStation Plus. So if you're a PlayStation Plus member, this game is for free. This is a puzzle platform in the Oddworld franchise. Oddworld has been around for a super long time, since I think the original PlayStation. So if you're a fan of Oddworld, this is another entry into the Oddworld franchise.
This is going to be like a, not a hot take, but like, this is probably one of my top three games I'm like excited to play.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like when I first saw the trailer to it, I was like, I was invested. I was like, wow, I remember playing the first one and like got very nostalgic vibes. And I was like, now they did that, but better.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really cool. And it would be one of the reasons I would buy the PS5. You know what I mean? Like if we were going back to when they first announced it, and this is like one of the things they showed, this was cool, like top tier. It reached to me personally. And now that you said that it's free on, you know, in April, if you know the way this is going, if I'm not going to get a PS5 by April, I'm gonna get it for the PS4. I am gonna try it, and I think I'm a part of the PlayStation Network, so it kind of hurts me to say that I'll get it for the PS4, but I might do it.
Well, yeah,
I might. So this looks cool, man. I like this a lot.
Understandable. You got to do what you got to do as a gamer to play the games you want to play. Next up, Kena: Bridge of Spirits.
Nah.
Wow, there's heavy crickets right there. This game is launching on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, PC on August 14th. It is, yeah. I don't have much to say about this one myself, so we will move on.
It's Moana the video game is what it kind of feels like, but nah. Next.
next up, we have Deathloop, which is a PlayStation 5 exclusive for a year. So whenever it gets released in 2021, this game will be exclusive to PlayStation 5 for a one whole year. It is an interesting game. It's a first-person shooter with some Groundhog Day elements, as every time you, yeah, it's with some like Groundhog Day elements as you're kind of repeating the same day over and over again until you figure out what happens and why this is happening to you. So it's there's an interesting story. And Arkane is the studio, and they made a great game called Dishonored, which was a really fun game. If you ever played Dishonored for the PlayStation 3, and it also give a hint that Arkane is, no, never mind, they are not making that. I was going to say something, but that's not true. So what are your thoughts there, Josh?
Fact check. The gameplay looks pretty cool. I don't know if that's the actual gameplay, but it looks interesting. But I wonder how old this would get. I feel like this would get old fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it does have that, you know, Groundhog's Day vibe to it, it's like, if you're going to replay the same story, you know what I mean? Like, expecting or getting different results, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, how many times am I going to have to shoot this dude? You know, how many times am I going to have to try to steal this key card? Or, you know what I mean? Just like, it's very unique, but sure. I don't know how long it could last, but you know, like, I love the gameplay to it, so demo worthy for sure.
Very good. Up next is PlayStation. We're talking about PlayStation. Up next is Final Fantasy VII Remake is heading to PlayStation 5. So you're getting the free upgrades as now it's be kind of custom. Now it's kind of the custom for PlayStation 4 title, but you're also getting a special thing for PlayStation 5 called Integrated, which is a new story starring Final Fantasy icon Yuffie. I'm going with Yuffie, and hopefully this hints at the trajectory of what next is happening in the Final Fantasy VII narrative. So yeah, if you're a Final Fantasy VII fan, get excited. You get the free upgrade with, the better graphics and visuals, and you also get a new like episode story base mission for you.
What Final Fantasy is doing, man, it's very interesting. They're remaking their old games but adding to it as they go along, which why hasn't anybody else done that? You know what I mean? Like, why hasn't, we got Mario 64, like, maybe there's a couple levels in there we could get, or this new, Legend of Zelda game, you threw a couple new boss battles or something. Like, why are they the only ones getting away with it? You know what I mean? Like, would you, okay, so that would bring me a question to you, Michael.
Sure.
Would you play your old favorite games with new storylines in it? Or are you like, you know what, Legend, the Ocarina of Time was perfect the way it is, and like, I wouldn't want to revisit it with new content.
Oh, I would love if there's new content in some of my favorite games. That would be great. That would be like, that would give me such an incentive to buy the game beyond us. Like, because now it's like, you're right, most remakes are like better graphics, update control, better gameplay, but if there is like new story or like just like improvements beyond, like, or new characters or just new, like a new mission, yeah, that makes the game feel like fresh and new, and not just like, hey, I'm playing a game I played 10 years ago. It does look a lot better, and that's cool, but it's like, I know how the story goes. I know, you fight Ganon, and then he turns into something else, and then you defeat that, and then roll credits, I've saved Hyrule again.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, this would be great if they had that. They'd be great if any. This would be something that other companies should definitely cop and do for their.
Here's my sales pitch to the next Nintendo remake. If Nintendo is out there by any chance listening to this podcast episode, tune in. This is your part. Here we go. We're remaking Star Fox 64.
Ooh,
we
cool.
are obviously upgrading everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Everything's going to look super dope. Slippy's going to look even cooler in, Nintendo Switch form. We're doing that. And we are also adding new routes to the map. Because have you played Star Fox? I'm assuming you have.
Yes.
So you're adding new alternate routes, but it would make it a little more difficult, which means you would have to add little pieces of new, routes in your original levels. So, like, the first level, it's like that, what is it? It's like a city one, and like, there's the one part where you go underneath all like the things in the water, and it takes you to the quote unquote the right way to play the game. And if not, you're going the wrong way, but you'd have to add something else to go another way. So you would add that, but then you would also, this is probably going to like be a stretch, but you incorporate some of the other stuff from like the Wii version to where you can get out and like shoot the first person shooter part to it. And boom, there you go. Maybe you get one or two levels where you get out of the spaceship, but it's the same game, new routes. Sign me up. And that's how we're playing video games. So that's what needs to happen. So Nintendo, you know what you got to do. But also, let me get some credits on it, or let me demo it. That'd be tight.
It's like as you speak the game, you see your name on the end screen. That'd be cool.
I would shit myself. Like, no fucking way. which is cool to kind of like, think that, they're remaking games. When are we gonna get this Star Fox remaster? Like, I haven't seen anything Star Fox related for the Switch, so. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great franchise to reimagine on a Switch.
That'd be sweet. Was that all for PlayStation, or can I try?
That's
to transition?
That's all for PlayStation. We're moving on to Nintendo, my friend.
Let me try to transition to this one. Speaking of remastered and remakes, it is Pokemon Day, and they are remaking Diamond and Pearl, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Mikey B, I know you haven't really dabbled into the world of a Pokemon yet.
Correct.
Which we will get to the second part of this, but do you have any thoughts on another remake of Pokemon like this? Like,
it's good for the fans.
Yeah.
But doesn't like, but I don't think, I think, I don't, I'm not sure if it gets people who weren't fans of these games or aren't fans of the Pokemon. I'm not sure if it attracts new people to the franchise, but it's cool for the fans, better graphics, you know, updated gameplay, all that
What
other
I,
stuff we've been talking about.
yeah, definitely. But well, you know what I just thought about right now, what this is doing? I feel like this is introducing like the Pokemon fans into other versions that they might have not played.
Good point.
So I'm gonna put, obviously I'm talking, so it's like, let me put myself in this situation. I never played these games. I never played Diamond, I never played Pearl, I never played Black and White. I kind of fell off. I stopped after, I don't know, I think Ruby and Sapphire, I think, was the last one I played. But this would make me play that game. So it's coming to the Switch. I know nothing about it. I know some Pokemon from it just because, you know, they kind of bring them back. But this would make me want to go visit that for the first time as a Pokemon fan. Even though I never got to it, I would play it. So I think, I don't know if that's like kind of how do they want to approach this? Because I feel this is going to be like Let's Go Pikachu, which is pretty much the first like Game Boy game, but in a real world situation. So this could be smart. Where they do it next is, Black and White or X and Y, where they introduce you to the DS games. So it's kind of a cool avenue to think about, which
It
I
would
just
be.
thought about right now. So Pokemon is celebrating, what, 25 years?
Yes, sir. With
25 years.
Post Malone doing a cover of a song that came out 25, maybe even longer than 25 years.
And it's kind of a snoozer. So do with what you want with that information, but I saw it a new release Friday on Spotify, and let's just say I didn't even make it halfway. So,
Fair
but
enough. Speaking of something that's coming out a little bit sooner, Pokemon Snap is dropping April 30th this year, and you got some more gameplay and you got some more footage, and this game looks really good. This is a very nice looking Switch game, and that is all I will say about that. It's a very nice looking game, and if you like the one that came out for 64, I feel like this is one for you. I feel like this really appeals to I feel like this could be like the new, I'm blanking on the game right now. There, I got it now. Animal Crossing. I think this could be like the Animal Crossing of this year. Like a game that like appeals to
interesting.
like a wide base of people who normally don't play video games. But have
Interesting.
nostalgia for like the N64 because they grew up playing the N64 and they remember playing this. And as we're dealing with, you know, as we're still in this core in this pandemic, it's like this is like a nice, relaxing game where you walk around and you take pictures and it's you can share with your friends and there's some interactive social elements to it. So I feel like this could possibly be like an animal, it could have like an Animal Crossing like explosion of popularity.
Like an impact. You know what, man? That's not a bad idea. You know, I think that, wow, how do I kind of get the words out for this one? This one, it can look great. I feel like just because the gameplay is so minimal.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not really asking a lot from, you know, the console itself. You just kind of just click. Click, 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 and just maybe throw something, which is why they can get away with it looking so good. But I don't know, man. Like, I really wonder if that's gonna be the case. Sorry, I hit something and my audio is jumping everywhere, so
As we always say, this is
my
all
bad.
okay, so the
So
audience is used to that.
I'm gonna apologize to that. So it's gonna get a little wild in the audio, but you know what I mean? Like, the console is, it's not doing a lot, but I don't know. With that being said, I don't know if that's gonna have like the impact that like an Animal Crossing would have. Like, how often are you gonna trade pictures? You know what I mean? Like, I understand what they're trying to go for. That they're really hitting the nostalgia.
True.
It's really starting to kind of pick up with that. Even with like Mario Golf, like, we're
True.
hyped, you know? So it's like they're kind of playing off of that and seeing what they can make, which, I mean, it seems kind of lazy, but you do what you can, and we'll see how this goes. This is definitely like, it's great that it's coming out, but I don't think it's going to perform the way they want it to. So
We will see. And finally, Josh, potentially the first Pokemon game I will actually play. Look at the excitement of all the audience. Pokemon Legend is coming in 2022, and it looks really good visually, which is always a plus. Plus, I like this story. I kind of like, they've been saying, they're like, the team at Game Freak are saying they're trying to kind of expand the Pokemon gameplay and do something different here. So it's a, you know, a big open world, and you are making the first Poke Index. So if you're not like super familiar with Pokemon, you don't have to be like bombarded with like, oh, who's that character? What's that character? Because all I really know is I know Pokemon, I know Squirtle, I know Charmander. Those are my three Pokemon characters I'm familiar with. There's a guy named Ash who's a trainer, and there's a villain, I think, in the cartoon. They wear like R on their t-shirts for some reason or another. And I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if they're, you know, canon or that was just a cartoon creation. There you go. That's my 30-second Pokemon information I have.
Which, I mean, you got a good portion of it. Like, Team Rocket is, I think they're your villains throughout a couple games. So,
oh, interesting. Well.
I'm surprised you didn't know Pikachu, man. Pikachu's like the global sensation.
Sorry, Pikachu. I missed Pikachu. I'm familiar with Pikachu. He's great in Smash.
I was like,
the lightning attack is fierce.
Yeah, it's a very powerful move.
Yeah,
but
no, and I know Pikachu, he's fierce.
This is big, man. The fact that Pokemon is like just advancing from, you know, Sword and Shield, and now that you're actually, you know, you could do more in the wild. Like, mm-hmm. You can actually catch Pokemon without fighting. So you can, you know, hide in the bushes, you can go battle if you want, or just try to catch things and discover the world, you know. Mm-hmm. Now that the Pokemon can interact with you, and what they're doing with like their series like this, like, they're only getting better.
True.
Like, I feel like they listened to like some of the feedback from the prior game and just like built upon it. They pretty much already had the framework for it. It's just like, you're in a new area, and now the Pokemon can interact with you. I don't know if they're putting more Pokemon in there from like what they expected prior, but we could be getting a bigger Pokedex too. So
yeah, that could be. I could see that as like DLC and expansion. You go to a new area and you get, you know, another list of another list.
Which is what they did now. So they have two DLCs to where that you can actually go to two new areas and get more Pokemon and stuff, and new ancient Pokemon too. So it's great for the next gen, but I wonder if they're putting all of that together and trying to give you more as a player.
True. So,
who knows? But this is huge, and I wish it says early 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope for like a January, because that's just what I think.
Yeah, January, February, like that winter season, that'll be ideal. Yeah, but I'm really excited Pokemon is doing some interesting things. The company, like, they're hitting you with some nostalgia with Diamond and Pearl, kind of like the core game, and then like they're doing the same thing with Snap, kind of a cult classic that people liked on the N64, and then they're kind of expanding a bit with this Legend. We'll see how much it's expanded, but they're trying to really widen their audience as best they can without still staying in within that like Pokemon, you know, universe and franchise. So it's exciting stuff for Pokemon.
They're working hard, man, and
we have one more news.
Waiting for it. One more news.
We have one more news. This is really self-indulgent on me, but I am an owner of Nintendo Switch. That's the only console I own. So when any time a Nintendo Switch game comes, I get, especially if it's been on another console and I wasn't able to play it, it's exciting times for me, and it's finally happening. Tony Hawk.
The
remakes that came out this fall. They are coming to the Switch in 2021.
Nice.
They're doing the classic, you know, next-gen updates in March. So I'm hoping for an end of summer, early fall for that being able to play on the Switch. And I am very excited for that, because that is a game I really want to play, but I do not have the consoles to play it. So yeah, I'm very excited it's happening, and I can't wait to play Tony Hawk. I think it'll work pretty well on the Switch, even though probably visually it's gonna look pretty pretty muddy. But you know, Tony, as long as the gameplay is solid and like the music is bumping, and it, you know, I'm set.
You're not shooting for those PS2 graphics again, bro, or what?
That would be awesome if they just like said like, yeah, you know, we're just gonna make this game look like a PS2 title, and they just set it on purpose. At least I would be down for that. It's like, yeah, this game's gonna look like the PS2. I'm like, I would be down for that. Just if they just admit it, like, yeah, the Switch is not powerful enough. We're just gonna make this game like we're going for this retro PS2 style for this. You're like, that's cool. That's like, at least I would respect that. That's like an art choice versus, hey, we gotta make this game look bad because we don't have enough horsepower. I'll be totally down if they go like retro mode on that. That'd be awesome.
I wonder if they could put like a switch in the game where it's like you can go full 90s and toggle between. But this could probably just open up to like a bigger conversation, but we'll kind of keep it brief and we maybe talk about this later. I wonder if like Nintendo is feeling pressure to up the game. Yeah, we've been kind of like speculating like a Switch Pro or any of that, but Nintendo is just like, nah.
Yep.
But like,
very true.
Everything is starting to move and Nintendo is just still there. Unless like they're doing like the whole tortoise and the hare thing, but I don't know what they're up to.
I'm not sure. It's tough. Like you said, they're getting further and further away from their generation. Like their generation was, I guess, and technically was PlayStation 4, Xbox One X, even though graphically it was more closer to like PlayStation 3, Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, they're, and now we're like, yeah, they're like they only have like maybe like a year, or like they have like a year, maybe a year and a half to really stay in line with this like PlayStation 4, like Xbox One X. But after a while, like PlayStation 5 and like Xbox Series X is going to be like the dominant consoles on the market, and you're not even going to see too many games made available for PlayStation 4. So they're on a borrowed time that they have to make a move fairly soon, unless they're going to say, hey, we're Nintendo, nobody buys third party games on Nintendo's anyway, nobody cares about playing Tony Hawk or Crash or Madden or any other, or Need for Speed or Call of Duty. We're just going to be Nintendo, make the games that people care about, Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, Metroid, Donkey Kong, Splatoon, and be like, hey, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah, which, like, too, like, with the Switch, like, it being portable was massive.
True.
But now that, like, I don't know how portable is it these days, but, like, are they feeling the effects of that? Are we going to move forward or just kind of be, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
Who knows? But that Nintendo's going to be Nintendo, you know?
Very true.
You got any other news?
No, that's the news.
Wrap it up. And the news is done. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you really are missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast related episode wise, go to gamingcounselpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.